what you find with the Championship players, they make better decisions and they handle the ball a little bit better. But the other side of it, they do make mistakes as well. They're only human beings. You listen to Mick McCarthy after the game, during the game on the touchline, and he's hammering his players at times for making bad decisions and not doing the things that he wants. So we're all striving for excellence and fantastic performances week in and week out, but you can't get that all the time. But as long as your team are giving everything, then you can't complain. And there's not many games this year that I've been able to complain about my group of players.
Talking about managers shouting, were you shouting after Coventry earlier this season?
Well, that is probably one of the times where I have actually had a go at my players. That was just an unbelievable game. That we were down, we were back up, we were up. We think we've nicked it in injury time. When we didn't play very well, Coventry on the day, we were far better than us. And then we get a 4-4 draw after being in the lead in, obviously, in injury time. But, yeah, I don't need too many games like that throughout the course of the season. But we're going into it in good spirits and we want to try and keep the record going at Deepdale that we've sort of started this year.
We touched on it last week. Your team has evolved quite a lot since that day playing Coventry, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Look, we've got different personnel in. We've got we have changed the system since then, because I think we were playing 4-4-2 then and we've played three centre-halves. But obviously we've gone back to 4-4-2 a little bit recently. So players have come in and done a job. And we always felt that we were going to get better as the season went on. Even when we were early part of the season winning a few and drawing a few, we still felt there was a lot more to come from the team. And I still feel there's still a little bit more to come from them. And when you look back at it so far, you look at it and think, it's not what you've achieved so far, it's what you do in the next 2-3 months that really matters when it comes down to the business end. But tough game for us, and we know we've got to be at it to try and get 3 points.
You have to be at it because of the relentless form of the top two at the moment, don't you? It's quite incredible the sequence of results that Orient and Brentford are getting at the moment.
Well, especially Brentford, how they've achieved the results is staggering, really. That I think it's 12 or 13 out of 14 games they've won. So that's promotion winning form, and hopefully it comes to a stop very quickly and they have a blip from now to the end of the season. But what you've got to make sure that you don't sort of lose focus on what you need to do. Yeah, they're doing what they're doing, but what you can't afford to do is slip up when they slip up, if you can. You've got to concentrate on what you need to do, and if the top two or three teams lose a game and you win a game, then that puts you right back in a situation. So we've got to keep hanging in there. Plenty of points still to be won and lost for all the teams, but full credit to them two teams especially who've had the run that they've had so far this year.
What have you made of Coventry? It's been highly documented that they started the season needing snookers to get out of this division up to the Championship again. What have you made of them?
Well, they're a highly entertaining team. Plenty of goals always involved with their teams. I've got some threats. I've obviously, as you said, had the problems of the minus 10 points. And if they'd had the 10 points, they'd have been in the playoffs by now. So it's certainly a major threat. The last couple of weeks, they've had a few injuries that have knocked them a little bit. The lad Wilson's done exceptionally well this year and he's had an injury. And there's obviously talk about Leon Clark leaving the football club or not leaving the football club. But that's none of them are my problems. I could wish them on to Stephen Presley, nice bloke, but he can deal with all them issues. I've got enough problems to deal with at this football club. So tough game for us. But if we're at it, as we say every week, we can win this game and get another 3 points.